shoots out okay. water from the head.
I don't know. We can't see Zach's issue.
Zach's asked, can you hear
but
us?
We're dealing with this issue. If you remember the last couple of days, we were discussing the idea of Kabbalah Shabbos as expressed in our Gemara in Bava Kamma. And the Rav has a nice piece here. I thought it would be good for us to go through since we're already in the sugya a little bit. And if we have time at the end, I want to try to answer some of the questions that came up yesterday. More of a Lamaisa context regarding Malbush on Shabbos and the like. So for those of you that got through it, you saw that you got the pages of access here? You got the pages?
Yeah, I got them.
Okay, so we're going to pick up with page Reish Chaf Aleph. This is from the Rishima Shiur Lambo Akama. So initially what the Rav presents is that there's a striking similarity between the Rambam's presentation of preparing for Shabbos and that of his presentation of the required preparation for davening. And he says essentially that there is a commonality between the two. There's a certain tzad hashaveh. At the bottom of page Reish Chaf, he writes that the tzad hashaveh is that they both involve Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. Just like a person who is going to be Omelos Me Hashem in Tefillah is preparing himself for his rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for his dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, one who prepares for Shabbos is essentially preparing for the same thing. The bottom of the Da'amad, he writes, Hu Adim Lagabi Kavod Shabbos, Se Be'etzim Hu Kabbalos Pnei Hashchina Be'erev Shabbos. When you're preparing for Shabbos, you're preparing to rendezvous with the Almighty. V'lachin Cholim B'Kvod HaShabbos, and therefore, in preparing for Shabbos, one finds that he is duty-bound to do many of those things that he also has to do in preparation for tefillah.
When you rendezvous.
Top of Reish Chaf Aleph. V'kach gam habir b'Rambam b'Rashi. That's what we find both Rashi and the Rambam, right? That when you go out to greet Shabbos, you're going out l'kras ha-melech. You're going out to greet the king. What's the king? The king here is a reference to the Almighty, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, melech malchi ha-melechim. Sheyorid kaviyochol, who, as it were, descends from on high and enters the homes of all who are Shomer Shabbos. Mashmos kabal Shabbos, he kabals pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Shabbos. How do we accept Shabbos? How do we, so to speak, invite the Almighty into our homes? We, as we would for an important guest, we prepare. We bathe, we clear our minds of any foreign ideas, and we wrap ourselves. Lefikach, therefore, move on. It's understood why it would be the case, as described in our Gemara, that Talmidim would gather with their Rebbeim and go out to welcome in the Shabbos. Why? Similar, he says, to Moshe Rabbeinu, who gathered Bnei Israel to go out and meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Matan Torah. So with that sort of background and introduction, let us now turn our attention to the more technical aspects of the Rambam that we spent some time with previously. Va'alinu lehovin. Can I get a volunteer? Can I get an amen? Va'alinu lehovin? Dr. Jano?
I spent a lot of time on that first page.
What's that?
I spent a lot of time on that first
okay.
page.
It's good. Now we're starting with Va'alinu lehovin. Kavod Shabbos.
No, meaning like
Lestayim. Why is it that the Rambam saw fit to sort of divide his presentation of the Hilchos Shabbos or of the Halachos of Erev Shabbos? Why do you break them up into two seemingly different discussions? Let's see what he means specifically. Kavod. And so first he says, what is kavod? X, Y, and Z. You bathe, you dress, and now you sit in awe. And you get ready for Shabbos, and you prepare for Shabbos, and you wait. Umesayim. Right, then all of a sudden he says again, oh, I'm part of kavod Shabbos. Necessitates wearing ksus nekiyah, wearing clean clothing. right? Wearing, what did you say, a hose?
A horse.
A sus is a, sus is a horse. Kisus would be a garment or clothing. Okay. Zach, is there any mission here?
I thought that's what you're supposed to ride to shul. It's a clean
like a horse.
Put horsing around.
Assistant key, exactly. Put horsing around.
Like a rock? Put horsing around. Yeah, horse for the car.
I'll run through the whole thing.
So, anyway, so he said, what does it mean? What does it mean?
It's a hashtag. Hashtag.
Right before Musaf. Say
we'll check to see door in a minute, but in the meantime, we know the word Bagola appears in back to the matter at hand. Not a horse, not a wagon. Va'alina lahavin. We have to understand why the distinction, why the two treatments of dressing. Why in one place does he say Misatev, and then you have to wear Ksus Nakia. Vinira. Good. Now, the first few halachos, the first treatment, the first presentation of Kavod Shabbos, where he delineates Misatef Betzitzis, Yoshev Kavod Rosh, and being Rochets, he says, yeah, that's Bibichinas, that's in line with the model of greeting the Pnei HaMelech. However, the latter presentation
here.
Ksus Nakia, good. Kibus Begadim Yom Chamishi. Whose takana was that? Whose takana was that? Whose takana was that? Ezra, good.
What's Ksus?
Like a horse.
Okay. Check that out.
It wouldn't be so funny if we didn't just spend a few minutes talking about it. Just thinking of garments, clothes.
What do I need to do?
I want you to man up. Can you do that?
Am I not manning up right now?
No.
Not really.
What?
Good.
That was pure luck.
That's not pure luck. We discussed it before. We read it inside the realm.
It was pure memory.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So he says the latter halachas discussed in the Ram, like Sus Nakia, Kibus Begadim, Biyom Chamishi, doing your laundry so that you have clean clothes for Shabbos, Lihikanes Lusila Shabbos Kishu Rav, making sure that you enter Shabbos with an appetite, Tikkun Beso, preparing your home, making sure you have a lit candle, Shulchan Aruch, making sure the table's set, making sure the beds are made.
Is that really a real thing?
The Rambam mentions all that. I think it's in Shulchan Aruch as well.
Mutzas is made?
Mita Mutzas. The bed should be made, yeah. The house should look presentable for Shabbos. You're having
going into your room.
You're having important guests.
You sound like me arguing with my
mom. Yeah, I do it all the time. Who's going to come to
Yesh Lahem? Yesh
Lahem. No, I'm serious. Why is Rambam making mention?
Avi Hirsch is making a good point.
Avi
Hirsch
did. Then I'm
dead. Avi Markowitz, sorry, making a good point. That we mentioned yesterday in terms of the way you dress, that applies even if you're at home. Right? Even if you don't have to dress that way when no one else sees you. So it could very well be that making the bed. I apologize. I hope you didn't take offense. It seems like you're a little bit offended by that. I apologize.
How outrageous that your mother might know something.
Make your bed for Kibbutz Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kibbutz Shabbos.
You know what? Do you have a Kibbutz Shabbos in Tegasan?
Okay.
That sounds good.
That's a nice way to say it, though. That's a nice picture that you're painting.
I digress, and
let's go.
Man up now. Man up.
Weiter. Yesh Lahem, those halachos have a different chalos. They have a different status. Chalos acheres. The hainu. Good. So he says that the first set of halachos are really a function of going out to greet the melech. The second set of halachos are not so much a function of going out to greet the melech, but ways in which you have to mechaved the day. The day is in itself a holy day, and therefore you have to do certain things to reflect the holiness of the day, to show honor to the day. So he says, there's a nafkamina in Yom Tov. What's the nafkamina?
I saw this.
Huh?
Okay, I want to know what the abbreviation was.
Which one?
I got nafkamina.
Nonem nafkamina. Haramim heviyas ha-mitzah shal kibud af benogei le-Yom Tov. There is an idea of kavod when it comes to Yom Tov. But the Rambam's presentation of that din of kavod with regard to Yom Tov is different than the din of kavod as expressed in Hilchos Shabbos.
Oh, it's different. The different kibbutz.
He's about to say. Vezel Hashona, Kishem Shemitzvah.
We're machmir both, right? The full size of both, right? We have the time.
Good. La'anga. Person has to be mechabed and ma'anig on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos. Shneimar liktosh Hashem mechubad v'chol Yom Tov nemra mikra kodesh. We move up the Gemara, and we also find brought in the Gemara dafka fitasa on Beis and Shabbos. Zel shono. Amalei resh galuso l'rav huna. Ma'idich siv liktosh Hashem mechubad. Vos means does liktosh Hashem mechubad. What does it mean when the pasuk says that? Amalei is the Yom Kippurim. There still is an aspect of showing kavod to the day, even when you're not eating and drinking as you would on a normal Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbosom, there's still the law that you have to dress properly. But what's missing? What's missing?
Oneg.
What?
Oneg.
No, within the kavod, what's missing? You're missing that whole first set of things that the Rambam mentions. Rechitza, obviously you can't do Rechitza on Yom Kippur. Rechitza, Atifa. That whole description of getting ready for Shabbos, which we said is really now in line with the greeting of the Melech, that we don't find.
How's that?
You only find the latter component of Kavod Shabbos.
Yeah, well, some form of kibud. Yom Kippur. Why is that a kibud?
You could put on a new suit.
Yeah, chamin.
But you don't find it over there. And he's trying to make a point. Why don't you find it expressed in the Rambam there?
Meaning that the Rambam doesn't say you have to do this.
The Rambam doesn't have that recipe.
Yeah, why? Wow.
You could.
It's a good question. Right. It's a very good question. Let's see. Glad you asked that question.
On that note.
Okay. I'm not sure how we got to that, but let's get back to this issue over here. All right. Now he wants to know, why is the presentation different? V'yesh l'tzayin. Dr. J, you want to continue?
Yeah.
Right? We don't find that. You don't find that description. You don't have to be ma'atef, at least according to the Rambam. You don't find that you have to wait for the advent of Yom Kippur, the Kavod Rosh.
Close to seriousness, right?
COVID, what?
Kavod Rosh is seriousness.
Yes, yeah.
L'tzayin?
What that means, we should make, need to mention, needs to be pointed out. It literally means to mark. To mark. Okay? You don't find that, right? You don't find that whole description with regard to Yom Kippur, that before Yom Kippur you have to sit the covered rosh and make sure that you're dressed already and wait as though you're going out to greet the Melech. You don't find that. You find it by Shabbos.
What about the Galah?
That's a whole separate issue. He's talking only about Melech. He calls it Shabbos Melech. Let's stick with that model. Muchach Shebi Yom Tovim. You see from here, it's Muchach. It's clear, it's obvious. That what? Good, what does that mean? That's right. You don't have this. You don't have this model, so to speak. Yom Tov does not fit within the model of greeting the Melech, being Mekabel Pnei HaMelech. V'lachein, therefore, Hegbila Gemara's Dine covered Yom Tov Yom Kippurim L'Ksus Nekiya. It's limited. It's limited to. It's limited to what? Ksus Nekiya. Because that's a din in Kavod Hayom. That's a din in being Machabe the Yom Makudash. Right? But the din of being Makal Pnei Shechina, that's absent. That's only applicable when? On Shabbos. So he was trying to say it like this, that on Shabbos you have, if you will, shtei dinim in Kavod Shabbos. Tzvai dinim. One is that you prepare for Shabbos in the same way that you would prepare for tefillah. Why? Because there's an aspect Kavod Shabbos of being Mekabel Pnei Ashchenu. Right? Yes. A rendezvous with the Almighty. However, on Yom Tov, you don't have that aspect. Instead, you only have the second aspect. You only have the aspect of Kavod Shabbos, which speaks to being Mechabed the Yom HaKudosh. In Mechabed the Yom HaKudosh, the day is inherently holy, and therefore you have to treat it a certain way. That you have on Yom Tov as well.
Why don't you have the first part on Yom Tov?
You ask me what? Because Yom Tov is not called the Melech or Shekhinah in the same way that Shabbos is. You don't say Yom Tov Malkasa, apparently. I can't tell you why. You just describe. I could just tell you what it is. Okay, let's go a little further, and maybe he's really going to ask you a question on some level, because we do have an issue. Do have an idea of what? You do have an idea of Omid Lefnei Hashem on Yom Tov. In fact, the reason why you can't have Avelus, there's no Shiva on Yom Tov, is because they're in opposite. Yom Tov is essentially a day of Omid Lefnei Hashem. Aliyah or Regal, the Samachta Lefnei Hashem Alakecha, right? So therefore, you can't have a day where you're supposed to be defined as an Omen Lefnei Hashem, which is a form of Simcha, at the same time, be an Avel. Just those two things don't coincide. You would be an Avel if Lo Aleinu, or someone is faced with a situation where you lost a relative.
Okay.
Right? What do you mean? Right. Let's say right before you, let's say day before Yom Tov, the person sitting Shiva comes Yom Tov, that's it. You're aware of that, right?
However, if the body is not even there,
that's a different situation. I'm not talking about the exception.
That's Onan, right?
That's where the person's still an Onan. Right.
Okay, but body lies before them. Do not come from.
Yeah, Mesa Mutalafon.
That's what it's referring to.
What did you say about that?
Do not come, it says in Pergamos.
That's right.
That's the
situation. I just mentioned something because you brought it up. Biram, however, on Yom Tov, we have a kasha over here, because why are you going to tell me that really Shabbos is so vastly different than Yom Tov? On Yom Tov also, we have aspects of what? Of interacting with the Almighty. As it stated in the Pasuk, the Samach Lefnei Hashem Lekechem. The whole Aliyah Regel is in some way tied to going to the Makom Mikdash, to the Makom Hashras Hashchina, whatever that means. Hadin she Yom Tov Mevatel Avelus. The fact that Yom Tov is Mevatel Avelus is Noveya Mikoach Mitzvah Hasimcha Shecholbo. This was a theme in one of the Rav's Yotzei Shiurim, by the way. If you look in the Shiurim, Zecha Abba Mori, this was one of the classic Shiurim that the Rav had given about the interplay between Avelus and Yom Tov, or the conflict of Yom Tov and Avelus. Umuchach Shleish B'Yom Tov Chalos Lefnei Hashem. That was the Rav's famous thing. Right? That Yom Tov has a din of Lefnei Hashem. Ki Lefnei HaTorah Mitzuya Simcha Rakasha Adam, excuse me, Lefia Torah Mitzuya Simcha Rakasha Adam Lefnei Hashem. Anytime when a person is quote unquote B'Simcha, it's because, from a halachic perspective, he is Lefnei Hashem. As it says, V'achaltem Shem Lefnei Hashem Okeichem, and you'll be B'Simcha. I don't know if it's Usmachtem or Visamachtem.
Does that put it equal with Shabbos or not?
Visamachtem, what?
Does that put it equal?
No, that's the question. Maybe now it should be like you're asking. V'chein Kosov V'hanachto Lefnei Hashem Lekecha V'shtachavisa V'samachto B'chol HaTov. Yo, the Chadom, and you find many other verses like that as well that extol the virtue of Simcha on Yom Tov. Yotzei Shebi Yom Tov Ika Chalos Lefnei Hashem. You see very clearly that there is a aspect of Lefnei Hashem. There's a status of Lefnei Hashem on Yom Tov. So if that's the case, now we should be back to saying it's more similar to Shabbos, like Daniel Krasner said, like Daniel Krasner asked. Not Avi Hirschman. Lama b'yom tov leka din latseis l'hakyo p'nei Ashkina. Why indeed is there no requirement to go and be mesatef and to be rocheitz and to go out and to greet the melech, the Shechina, before Yom Tov? Okay? And now the answer comes in the next paragraph. Dr. J, would you do the honors? It's true. It is true. That just like on Shabbos, or with the advent of Shabbos, a person is Lefnei Hashem, so too, when he gets ready to enter in Yom Tov, there's also a Lefnei Hashem aspect to it on Yom Tov, but there's a difference. there's a difference between the Kabbalah's Pnei HaMelech on Erev Shabbos, and also, and on the other hand, the welcoming in or the entering in of Yom Tov. I don't think you want to miss this. This is the type of thing that you could share with your chaverim back in Maryland.
Wait, like make them better or
make who better? Sure, your friends?
Yeah.
I'm sure this will be a topic. Why you can't wait.
I'm trying to guess what type of framework you're
like, why would you want to share with his friends? Share,
right? I'm saying in like general. I think it's something that people can benefit from.
Bring fire and brimstone upon them?
I don't know your friends. I don't know why you're saying that. I don't even
you're
know.
You're crazy.
Them. He's a little out there.
Say honor? Yeah, in his
well, I mean, yeah, I know. I
yeah, that's how I know. Okay, fellas, I know certain guys have to leave very promptly, so I want to make sure that we try to get through the last paragraph or two of this important presentation. There's a distinction. Dr. J? Bear in mind, this is Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, the Rav. This is the Rav speaking. What is he saying? He says, on Yom Tov, a Jew is a guest in the house of the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
It's supposed to Shabbos.
Me'idach, on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, we are the hosts. We host HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kava Yochel. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to you on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you go with Hashem. You go to Aliyah L'Regel. Where you go on Yom Tov? You go to the Makom Mikdash. You go to the temple. You go with Hashem over there. That's where you rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Shabbos, we're inviting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, on Yom Tov, he's inviting us.
That's right. On Yom Tov, you go to rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his house. You go to his house, right? On Shabbos, he's in your house. Okay, weiter. Right, you see, this is born out from the mitzvahs of the day. On Yom Tov, there's Ali L'Regel, Bila Mikdash. There is no such halacha on Shabbos to go to the Makom Mikdash, to go to the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki b'Shabbos Hashkina ba'aleinu v'nichneses lebateinu. Mishum Kain. So it makes very good sense. If you understand that Yom Tov, you're going to the Makom Mikdash, on Shabbos you just stay put. So of course, on Shabbos there's an idea of being Likras HaMelech, and on Yom Tov, there would be no such din because you're going out to the Melech himself, right? Kavod Hayom. Adarabba. Right, we go to Beis HaMelech, he's hosting us on Yom Tov. Nice idea. On Shabbos, we are Kaviyachon hosting Hashem, and therefore you have to go out to it.
If we're able to?
As though it were possible. I mean, it's not literal, obviously. But
we save a seat every Shabbos for him in my house.
I don't know what that means. Right, so now he ends off with a nice idea, tries to show how this distinction also manifests itself in another area, and that is the distinction between one's the Beis HaKnesses and the Mikdash. There's a difference between the temple and the satellite Mikdash, the Mikdash Ma'at.
Comparison,
equation.
The mini temple we're discussing.
Equating, right. Equating. Right, there's Ashras Hashkina in the Mikdash Ma'at, just like in the Mikdash. However, that having been said, Biyira, Kefisha Kasa Rambam, Besa Bechira Zayin Aleph, Mitzvah Sasei, right, you have a din that you're supposed to be in awe of the Mikdash. Shenemar, Umikdashi Tiro, Umikdashi Tiro. I think it's Umikdashai Tiro. I think it's Mikdashai. That's the problem when you don't know Pesukim. But I think it's Mikdashai. V'lo min ha-mikdash ata yare. You don't fear the actual Mikdash. Right, you're really in fear of God. Ve'zohi yirasa. What is yira as it pertains to the Mikdash? Right, person had to prepare to go to the Mikdash, to go to the Harabayas. You don't just go up there any way you are. You don't go with your walking stick and your money belt and your shoes. You go to mikvah, you have to be with tahara, and you don't just walk the way you would walk someplace else. By the way, just agav. Let's keep going. The evil base knesses. Right, you can go into you go in the shoes, even though it's called the mikdash ma'at. Why? Because in Beis HaKnesses you have a different din. A different din of kavod. Right? Afal pikein eino mechayev biyira shalokim mikdash. It's not exactly the same. There's this kavod in a Beis HaKnesses, but not yira. Why? Yira is in the mikdash. Yira is in the house of God. Beis HaKnesses is not the house of God. It's a house that we built where we sort of invite God to come in there. Again, everything
it's a house
we wish,
of man.
Not a house of man per se, but you know, the house that Jack built in terms of God coming there. There is, however, still an idea that a person is supposed to treat the shul with kavod. I think the Rav himself felt that a person shouldn't come to shul with his galoshes on. Right? You don't stand in the shul in the way you would go in the street. You wouldn't come into your house with galoshes, not proper to come into davening. That's right.
Could we define the shul? The actual
Beis HaKnesses. A place that, yeah, not the hall. No.
White people do that? People walk in the shul with galoshes on?
Yeah, you never saw that. A guy comes in from Mincha, he's wearing galoshes and just doesn't take them off. Or even shul, even Shabbos. Guys, you never saw that?
Kibbutz Shabbos, people put in the...
Okay, that's the right thing to do. That's the right thing to do. But a person who's...
It's Daniel Simon's mom. Not the shul, so she could tell.
It's not so obvious to some people, and some people don't do that. They say, why should they bother? They'll just continue to wear it.
It's a weird thing to wear glasses, huh?
I mean, if you
wouldn't do it in your house, you shouldn't do it in the shul. Exactly.
I feel like you just shout to the chach to wear glasses because you don't get wet. But who wants to wear those when you don't have to wear them? You're inside, it's dry, you know?
Well,
you know
that? If
right, during the week I hear, I never thought I was thinking more in regards to Shabbos.
It's not a Shabbos issue. This is a shul.
That's probably during the week. So it's like in a rush. It's like,
you can continue to wear
the galoshes.
If it's like raining out,
right?
It's because it's not something you would wear in your house. If it's not something you wear in your house, you shouldn't wear in shul.
Put galoshes on outside your shoes, correct?
Are you asking me what are galoshes? Yeah, galoshes are what other people call rubbers. They go on top of your shoes.
You will get that if you're wearing it. It's a nice one. Sure, it's a good stuff.
Well, for like $10.
No, but they have to actually fit my foot.
Yeah, but what's your question?
No, it's fine. So I'm just.
Oh, it's all
fine. So in that case, it would make sense. If a person walks in, he has shoes on and galoshes over the shoes, he would take off the galoshes.
Right, but it's not so much because he has something
boots.
Else underneath there. It's
he's
because
rain boots.
It's because it's, yeah, he wouldn't go into his house. Now you ask me, a guy comes in. Okay, so there's your answer. That's the chiluk.
I would understand my house in boots or like work boots or something.
Yeah, work
boots.
That's the chiluk.
Be in your house.
That's the chiluk. So
tracking dirt
not the
into
right.
The shoes.
What, so I have to have another pair of shoes so instead
yes.
Of the cover?
I didn't say that.
Socks.
I don't.
No, that's why that's how I'm answering Krasley.
You wear socks.
In other words, I would walk into someone else's house, you know, if in my own house
a lot
I have
of people,
slippers or something.
A lot of people
fine.
I know do,
but,
they wear rain boots, they'll bring a pair of shoes with them to school.
I thought people go to work. People go to work, they wear something and then they get to the office, they change.
Yeah. You don't
so
wear,
if you would do that, no, there are different kinds of boots.
You shouldn't wear boots.
There are different kinds of boots.
Or to keep dirt off of your
no,
feet.
No, but I'm trying to say there are different kinds. You're not going to come in with your Timberlands
and it's
muddy.
It's pouring out and it's gross. If you walk into shul and just get those boots, that's...
But I'm just trying to say there are different types of boots. There are boots that take you anywhere.
Yeah, but boots. You wear those to shul.
Okay. Okay, you get the general idea. If you say it's not a food to wear into your own house, you shouldn't wear it into.
Try not to muck up.
Okay, we'll stop here. But the reason why this is
I saw your attention.
The reason why this is an undo. The reason why this is being brought in here at the end, he revisits the Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is the Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Yachas LaKedushas HaZman the Dechinas Beis HaKnesses. He says Shabbos and Yom Tov with regard to the sanctity of Zman, that's Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaMikdash B'yachas LaKedushas HaMakom. When it comes to Kedushas HaMakom, then they're applicable, then they're, comparable to Beis HaMikdash. The Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes Eileinu. On Yom Tov, we go there. Beis HaKnesses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to our home, and the Mikdash, we are going to his home. Oh, and he says here in the footnote, actually, take a look at the Shirul Zecha Abamori on Daf Nun, where I guess this idea is expressed further. I don't remember this particular Nikuda of that shir, but that shir is where he talks about this idea of Nei Hashem. So I thought this was a nice explanation of appreciation of Kavod Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, of Yom Tov, of Pesach Knesset, Pesach Mikdash. So it's not Bava Kama-esque in the sense that it's not Nezikin, but let's be honest, this is here, we have to deal with it on some level, so I thought it was a good opportunity to do that. Okay, so Brunetta, tomorrow we'll probably move on to the next sugya. Okay? Next sugya on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph.
Very nice, thank you.
Okay? I want to just spend the last 2 minutes, for those that are interested, some halacha l'maaseh issues came up yesterday regarding Kavod Shabbos, so I just wanted to tell you, share my findings with you, if you will.
From the Sofer Beit HaMikdash.